Debbie Nathan was 23 and fresh out of college when she, along with millions of other Americans, was first exposed to Sybil and what were alleged to be her 16 multiple personalities.
I think I read it the summer that it came out, or maybe the summer afterwards, like between 73 and 74. And it's just so not the kind of book that I usually read, because it was kind of an airport book or a drugstore book by then. It was a bestseller. And I think maybe a neighbor gave it to me. And I look back on it, and I think it's so odd, because I got very obsessed with that book. I got so obsessed with it. It was kind of like 9-year-old girls when they read My Life by Helen Keller, or they read little biographies of Helen Keller, and then you walk around as a little girl with toilet paper in your ears and a blindfold on your eyes, and you pretend that you're Helen Keller. So I was like that with the Sybil book. Even went on a bus trip a couple months after I read it, a really long bus trip, Greyhound bus trip for 2 months. And I wrote a letter from someplace like Kansas City or Omaha to my boyfriend in Chicago, pretending that I had multiple personalities. And I even had a picture of myself taken in a wig. It was a joke, but you know, looking back on it, I still ask myself, what possessed me? And it really was like a possession. And I think that's one of the things that got me so interested in this archive, was I think I wanted to understand myself as much as the women who put this book together.
The archive Debbie Nathan got so interested in back in 2007, over 30 years after she first read Sybil, was at John Jay College in New York City.
I was online looking for interesting manuscript collections, and I found this collection at a particular college, John Jay College. It was the Papers of Flora Rita Schreiber, who was the author of Sybil. And that name just rang a bell to me. I looked at the catalog of holdings at the index, and I saw that there was this box of Sybil therapy materials. And I got really excited. I mean, I just thought, wow, I didn't know this stuff was here. I mean, I don't know anyone who knows about this. So I made an appointment to see it, and I went down about 6 weeks later. And as soon as I got into the first box, I saw that there was material that contradicted what was in Sybil, the book.
For example, a 5-page typewritten single-spaced letter from patient Shirley Mason, better known as Sybil, to her therapist, Dr. Connie Wilbur.
And she says, I don't have even two personalities, and, you know, I don't really know how I did this. All I know is it was really easy. It was easy to pretend. It was easy to come up with these ideas about how to act ill and how to act like I had the personalities, but I really can't do this anymore. I know something's wrong with me. We need to do honest therapy. We have to stop this business about my mom having tortured me. My mother never did anything to me abusive. So we need to be honest, because I don't know how else we're going to get my problem solved.
Debbie Nathan quickly realized that Flora Schreiber's previously sealed papers contained solid evidence debunking many of the claims that therapist Connie Wilbur made on Shirley Mason's behalf in Sybil.
The sealed records are in one box. It's called Box 37. There are also 36 other boxes about Flora Schreiber's life, the lives of Dr. Wilbur, the therapist, and about Shirley Mason. There's some ancillary material. And I think that I'm the only person who's looked at all of it.
Then added a ton of additional research, 3 years worth all totaled, to her preparations for writing Sybil Exposed.
Went around the country and interviewed people, many, many people who'd known all three women, and actually found other archives and other lettered collections. But with all this work that I did, I was really trying to explore the lives of the three women and how they came together to write this story.
The extraordinary story, as the book's subtitle so aptly phrases it, behind the famous multiple personality case, Debbie Nathan's Sybil Exposed. For 89.9 WWNO, I'm Fred Kasten.